Machlokes between really Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is like this. Kegoin shehoyis the idiyus the nizik kizaburiyus the mazik. This is the case. That the idiyus the nizik, the one that got the damage, the nizik, his type of fields, in other words, we're not talking about how much damage was actually done. We know how much corn was eaten up, and we know how much the corn is worth. It's worth $100. Now the mazik has to pay the nizik $100. The question is, if you're paying up in karka, what type of karka does he have a right to collect $100 worth? The mazik now has three types of karkas. He has A, B, and C. Which type of karka does he have to pay back to the nizik? So we're talking about now, going to show the idiot the nizik. The nizik also had types of karka. But the best type of karka that the nizik owned, the one that received the damage owns, is kizaburius the mazik. Is like class C of the mazik. This mazik was a rich guy. He had better type of karka. So his better is way better. But his worst that the mazik has is like the best of the nizik. So that's the shaila when the mazik goes to pay back now. Could he pay back from his class C or not? Rabbi Shmuel says yes. Rabbi Shmuel saw but the nizik shaminin. When the Torah says you have to pay back from your best fields, it means the best type of field the nizik has. So the mazik's class C is like the nizik's class A, so that's good. Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva's machmin says no. But the mazik shaminin, we have to look upon the mazik, the one that's paying for the damage. You have to look at his best field, and he has to pay back his class A. Now the Gemara explains, what's the machlokes? My time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's the time of Rabbi Shmuel? Nemra soda lamata. It says the word soda lamata, for nemra soda lamala. It says soda lamala. So ma soda mur lamala, just like the first soda, it talks about whose field you went and teat for the nizik. There, of course, it's talking about if your shor goes into his fields and eats up in his field. So we're talking about doing the damage, we're talking about you did in the nizik, the one that received the damage. So I saw that the second time when the pasuk says, lamata, sadi, you have to pay back, hamura lamata, but the nizik. It also is talking about the field of the nizik. When the Torah says, benetav, you have to pay back the best fields, means you have to pay back the best fields of the nizik. But if your class C is like his class A, then it's good. That's what Yishmael Svara. For Rabbi Akiva Savano, the pasuk says, Meitav Sadeyu Yishalim, the best of your fields when you pay. So when it says Yishalim payment means, Tehech Bekom Yishalim, the Torah is talking about to the mazik, the one that has to pay. The Torah is saying, you that have to pay now, you owe him $100 because you did damage to him, pay him back $100 worth of your best fields. So Meitav Sadeyu Yishalim, Hech Bekom Yishalim, from the one that has to pay back. For Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara says no. Rabbi Shmuel holds, you're right. But Ahani Gzeir Shava v'Ahani Kroa, both things are true. I have the Gzeir Shava to say you have to pay back according to the Nizik, and it's true. It says Yishalei Mashma the Mazik. How do I have both Sukkim? It's like this. Ahani Gzeir Shava l'Kli Amorin. In our case, like we said before, if class C of the Mazik is like class A of the Nizik, you could pay back from your class C. But what's going to be like this? The Hani Kroah, the Torah, the Pasuk helps me also that sometimes we have to go after class A of the Mazik. When is that? The Yisle LaMazik Idyus Zaburius. Let's say the Mazik has class A fields and class C fields. That's what the Mazik has. The Zaburius today, now his class C of the Mazik, the one that did the damage, LaShav Yakidis the Nizik. It's not worth as much as the best of the Nizik. In other words, the Nizik has a class B fields. That's the best class of the Nizik. So now, in the case when the Mazik, can he play back from his worst? No. Because his worst is not like class B of the Nizik. So where does he have to pay back from? That's this Pasuk, Meitav Sadi Yishalem. Sometimes the Mazik is forced to pay from his best. Because since he can't equal what the Nizik has, even though his best is better than his, still he has to pay it. To Mishalim Meitav. In such a case, the Mazik has to pay from his best. That's what Rabbi Shmuel learns. But Rabbi Kiva says, no, all over, at all times, whenever you do the damage and you have to pay, you always have to pay from your better best field. And Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, no, Leibua Kosev Eligvus Nizokim and Idyus, the Kalvachayim al-Hegdish. That whenever you have to pay for damage, you have to pay from your best. And it's a Kalvachayim if you do damage to Hegdish. That when you have to pay back to Hegdish, to the Gizbar, you also have to pay back from your best field. Now the Gemara asks, what's this Kal v'chomer? My Kal v'chomer Hegdish. Was it a keeping me to say there's a Kal v'chomer, like in Peshur and Peshur, when you do damage to Hegdish, that you have to pay them back from your best field? What's the case? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Dinog Cheturah Didan, Leturah the Hegdish, if you want to say the case is that your private shore, Reuven shore, hit, did damage to a shore belonging to Hegdish, so you have to pay back the money to Hegdish. Mara says no. The Pasuk says, Shori Eyu Omer Rachmona, V'loi Shor Shel Hegdish. Whenever you have to pay for damage, it's only, the Torah says, Ki Yigach Shor Ish Ashor Yeyu. If your shore hits your friend's shore, but not if it belongs to Hegdish. Mashmef the shore belongs to Hegdish, you're potter. There's no din to pay if you damaged Hegdish property. So you can't say it, then we're talking about Hegdish. What's Rabbi Kiva making the Kal v'chomer? Elu, you want to tell me, Rabbi Kiva meant to make a Kal v'chomer like this. Liyomer, when somebody says, Hareya lai mona lebedek abayis, somebody like his Mechayev puts a chiv upon himself, he has to give like Stockholm. He said, I'm a nadiv to give $100 to the bedek abayis. So the Yosef Gizbo, and the Gizbo comes and collects the money for Shokom Yidius. He has a right to collect the money from the best property of this person. Gemara asks why. The Chura lo yei el balchayv, the Gizbo, the Hegdish, should only be like a regular balchayv when you owe somebody money. Ubalchayv dinu bebeninis. Our Mishnah says whenever you lend somebody money and you go to collect back the money, you only have a right to get the beninis. We'll soon see later why. So Akamir, the Gizbo, has a right to collect from the best. Tichitayim, maybe you'll tell me. Ksava, Rabbi Kiva holds, balchayv shaka bidyas ki nizokin. Maybe Rabbi Kiva argues and says every balchayv has the same halach like nizokin. That whenever you lend somebody money, and later you want to go and collect the money, maybe Rabbi Kiva also you could collect from the best of his property. So Mara says, no, equal and different on this, I can ask the question, Ma'ala bal choyv, sheken yofa kerchel b'nizokin? So Mara says, even if you want to say this, that Rabbi Kiva will hold, that by a bal choyv you collect from the idiots, but still you can't make a kal b'chayma, because equal and different, I'll tell you, know why a Baal Chayv collects from the best? Because when a Baal Chayv means two normal people, when they did, if they're, when they do damage one to another, they also have to pay back. Like we said before, but to Yom of the Hegdish, so far we're going, whenever you do damage to Hegdish though, that Hegdish does not have to pay back if you do damage. So even if you want to tell me, Rabbi Kiva holds, that when you lend money, and when you get paid back, you can get collected from the best of the property, but that's only one person to another person. But you would not know Hegdish, because Hegdish always has a chsaron that by Hezik, the potter. Whenever we do damage to Hegdish, we don't have to pay them. So it's called Hura Kaychem Benizokin. Hegdish is less than one person to another person. So even if you want to tell me by lending money he holds, you could collect from Idias, still, I would not know by Hegdish that you can collect from Idias. Because Hegdish, the Chur, is worse by Nizokin. So what kind of Kal v'chomer is Rabbi Kiva making? So Gemara says like this. Really, the case of Rabbi Kiva is like this. Our ox went and did damage to an ox belonging to Hegdish. That's the case. He asked me a question. The Pasuk says, no. Rabbi Kiva, Sovlok, Hashim, B'Menasya. I tell you, Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. The Tanya would learn like this: Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya Yomer, that Shor shall Hegdish, Shenog Achle Shor shall Hegdish Potter. Then shall Hegdish is Potter. Then I agree to you. When the Shor of the ox belonged to Hegdish, that did damage to our Shor, Hegdish is Potter. That's called Shor Riyayu. You only have to pay if the Mazik belongs to Riyayu, a regular person, but not if the Mazik belongs to Hegdish. But what about the opposite way? If a normal person's ox went and did damage to an ox belonging to Hegdish, in this case, whether it's the first time it's doing damage, now it's a tam, or whether it did it already three times, it's a muid, you always have to pay Nezek Sholim. So if I can't, the Shimon Menashe holds, by Hegdish it's more strict. By regular person, a Tam only pays Chatzin Nezik. By Hegdish, if you do damage to Hegdish, even the first time you have to pay the whole thing. So if so, it's a good Kal v'chomer then. Maduch by Riyayu, when you shtois one and another. When you pay back, your Mazik has to pay from his best property. And still, a Tam only pays a Chatzin Nezik. So when you have to pay back to Hegdish, that a tam has to pay a nezek sholem, for sure, you have to pay back the idyas from the best of your properties. Now the Gemara asks, Hiyochi is so, mimai de be idyas de nizik, kizaburius de mazik pligi, once you have this machlekas over here, by Shor Yehu, if you have to pay or not, Sue tells you that our first machlek between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva is in that case, b'de nizik shaminin, or b'de mazik shaminin, means, when again, where nizik has class C, and nizik's class A is like the mazik's class C, could the mazik pay with his class C or not? Who said that for machlekas? Dilma may be the coolie, I'll everybody hold even, Rabbi Kiva maybe would agree over there. But the Nizik Shaminan, that the main thing is, you have to look upon the Nizik, the one that received the damage, what type of karka that he has. If his best is like class C of the Mazik, maybe the Mazik could pay back from his class C. So then what's the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? For Ocha the Pluk to Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe of Rabbanu Kemiflegi. Maybe they only argue by Hegdish. The whole machlokes is when a reg our shore does damage to a shoshal hegdish. Do we have to pay, or are we potter altogether? Maybe that's all machlekes. So Rabbi Kiva sold the Gashim Menasya. Rabbi Kiva says, yes, Gashim Menasya, you have to pay. Rabbi Shmuel sold the Rabbanin. And Rabbi Shmuel holds that Rabbanin and says, no, you're potter in such a case like this. And like the only machlekes is, you have the Kavachim from hegdish or not. Maybe that's all machlekes. So Gemara says, no, in came if so, ma lebo akosif. What does Rabbi Kiva mean to say? What are they saying? They start saying Labu Akosif. Now the Mashmah the Kermit explained this pasuk of Meitav Sadeh or Meitav Karmi Yishalem. They start off saying Ma Bu Akosif. So as Mashmah the Kermit explained that pasuk, and the Machlokes is not whether you hold by Yishor hits Hegdish or you have to pay or not. The Yodin, if so, my Kavu Chaymel Hegdish. If the whole Machlokes is by Hegdish, so what does Rabbi Kiva mean to say? I have a kavuchayim. The hegdish also has to pay from the best. There's no kavuchayim. If we're only talking about a hegdish, what kind of kavuchayim do you have? Tell the mind, smashma clearly, that the vada the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is by regular karka. And the shaila is, when you do damage, when the mazik does damage to the nizik, how much does the